Coming up in 15 minutes in this week's installment of Musical Musers, we take a look at the future of the album. Last segment, we talked about virtual horse racing. George's son has a virtual horse that he enters in these digital races. And guess what? Joining us now on the ticket hotline is your son's virtual horse. Good morning.
Wow. Oh, we're going to call
him. Oh, we're actually calling him up. Okay. He will eventually be on the ticket hotline after we call your son's virtual horse.
I don't know why we can talk to him now, and I couldn't talk to him this weekend. That's the old dial-up.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, is this...
Hey, guys, it's me, Digital Horse.
Hey, Digital Horse.
Y'all got me. It's very cold in here.
Hey, we got you.
I'm in cyberspace, so I can barely hear you.
Okay. Do you have a name?
It's Rasputin.
Yeah, Rasputin, yeah.
That's right. My original name was Assputin.
Okay.
I changed it, make it a little more dressy.
Yeah.
Better than Vlad Putin, right?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me Wikipedia that.
Okay, we don't have time for that.
No, I got you now. Yeah, I see it was a Russian guy.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got to see a race this weekend. That was pretty awesome.
Hey, wasn't that fun, Chubb? I do appreciate your support.
Yeah, I guess in the real world
and everything. That was your first time experiencing said run, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I'll tell you, Craig, have you, I listen to you guys, of course, on the app.
Hey, thanks,
online,
man.
But, Craig, have you investigated said run very much?
No, I know very little about it.
Well, I know that you talk about NFTs a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we are. We're breathing NFTs.
Okay.
Which is so much better than non-breathing NFTs, I tell you. Mm-hmm. And Top Shots, you got those are non-breathing NFTs, Craig.
That's right.
But get this, we're also breeding NFTs, too. Breeding. You know what I'm saying about that?
Are you out to stud in the virtual world?
That's right, Zed Farm. We have a stud farm out here at Zed Run. We sure do.
I don't know.
And we do some breeding here. Wow. I tell you, man, most people watch what goes on in the stud farm. You know about some crazy visuals. Breeding, you know what I'm saying, old Jeb, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I didn't see that.
Digital poke in the pixelated pee, right?
Oh, wow.
A little 8-bit horse dong. Doing the devil's work on it.
Yeah.
Cybermare of my choosing.
I didn't see any of that going on. I just saw the race.
George, can I please talk to your listeners for a second?
Okay, go ahead.
We have more than 11,000 digital horses that have been sold on our platform on Zed Run.
Is that right?
That is true. And you've got to check us out, all your listeners who have not seen what Zed Run is all about. Come on to our website. You can buy yourself a digital horse. What P1 wouldn't want to own a digital horse?
Yeah, it's kind of fun, I guess.
George, why haven't you bought one?
I don't know. I guess we've hit our quota in our family. We've already got one owner.
Did you see where a digital horse went for $125,000, George?
Yeah, I've heard they go way up there.
Yeah, that was Doge Horse. He's up 20% this morning. And, George, I set aside a good digital horse for you.
Who's that?
Copy and Paste Glue Factory for sale right now. Run.
He's a happy horse.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy because my algorithm's running good.
Oh, good.
Algorithm's running good. What happens is you get your horse, your digital horse, and they're matched up on performance and things like that. And then we use an algorithm that runs 10,000 outcomes, random outcomes, and then chooses one as the race's outcome. That's what happens on Zed Run.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Well, it's amazing.
Pretty amazing. It's so amazing. Of course, they put some stuff in my code that wasn't exactly necessary.
Like what?
I still have to take about 12 dumps a day.
That seems unnecessary. You're right.
They've coded that out.
Right. Yeah, that's something I didn't see going on when I was watching the horse.
This morning I took a big 256-bit dump right there on a Minecraft landscape. Anytime y'all want to talk, I'll just be wandering around cyberspace. Just dial me up.
Okay.
I'll tell Navy SEAL Copy Pasta and Slenderman hello for you.
Okay, please do.
Stay warm.
Okay, I will.
There goes Digital Horse Rasputin with us here on the ticket.